No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
All right, what is up, WMUC FM 90.5 College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is Ford Invasion, and I'm your host, Jersa. And for today's show, we're going to be playing some Japanese hardcore, post-hardcore. I love, this is my favorite show I think I've done so far, and probably will do. I love post-hardcore, and I especially love the type of, like, the specific, like, flavor, if you will, that the Japanese do with post-hardcore. The first, I'm gonna play three songs. So the first song is gonna be Spit by Walrus. Second song I'm gonna be playing is The Light of My Footprints by Envy. And then third song I'm gonna be playing is Cucho Barranco by Plastic Tree. This last song particularly, you'll probably know it. It low-key became a meme on TikTok as of late, but it's a great song. And all these three songs are kind of on, I would say, the heavier end of the post-hardcore scene. So this is Spit, The Light of My Footprints, and Cucho Barranco by Plastic Tree.
Okay.
All right, that was Spit by Walrus, The Light of My Footprints by Envy, and Cucho Barranco by Plastic Tree. So for the next, I'm going to play two songs. These are going to be more on the kind of, I'm going to play four songs. So the first two are kind of more on the kind of like indie side of post-hardcore. The first song we'll be playing, poppy, I should say. The first song we'll be playing is Rock and Roll Wa Hariyamanai. Apologize if I butcher that name. It's by a band named Shinsei Kamada-chan. They're like this noise pop band. They have this really cool singer. He's a guy, but like some of the music, like, I thought he was a girl for, like, the longest time, like, him singing. It's, like, he has this really androgynous voice, which is really cool, and they have this really catchy version of, like, noise pop slash post-hardcore. The next song we'll be playing is Matai Freak by Downey. It's a really cool, like, post-hardcore song. It has a really cool bass line mixed with a really cool guitar line. Next song is going to be by pretty well-known band because of Fantano. It's by a band called Melt Banana. It's called the song's called Candy Gun off their album Fetch. They're such a really cool and unique, like, noise pop, noise rock, like, post-hardcore band. Like, there's not really anyone I feel like them, and I really, really like the screamy vocals of the main singer. And the next song after that I'm going to be playing is by a band named Midori. It's called Yukino-san. And I love this album, Midori Desu. It's this really cool mix of jazz, punk, and post-hardcore. What's really cool about this band is, like, they, like, for a band that, like, is, like, under that, like, punk and post-hardcore, like, umbrella, like, they have some really weird instrumentation. Like, they have a dedicated piano player, like, not keyboard player, like, he plays, like, straight up, like, grand piano. It's pretty interesting. And on top of that, they also have a double bass player, like a stand-up bass, like you play in jazz. Like, it's kind of cool. And there's not really any other bands that I think really do that in the same sense. And has some really cool vocals. So yeah. So this is Rock and Roll Wanari Yamane by Shinsei Kamada-chan. Matai Freak by Downey. Candy Gun by Melt Banana. And Yukino-san by Midori. もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、もっと、
cutie honey.
All right, that was Rock and Roll Wa Nari Yayame by Shinsei Kamada-chan, Mitai Freak by Downey, Candy Gun by Melt Banana, and Yukino-san by Midori. All right, for the next three songs, they're going to be more like on the math rock kind of side of post-hardcore. Japan has a really, really surprisingly big like math rock scene. Yeah, so the first song we're playing is A 7-Day Wonder by Ling Tosei Segare. You probably might well know, be well versed with his, what's it called? Their singer. I think his name's TK. Because he did the opening for the first Tokyo Ghoul, like the first Tokyo Ghoul opening, which was like a really big, like, anime and like one of the most famous like anime OPs of all time. So yeah, the next song we're playing is Artsick by Tricot. Tricot's one of my personal favorites. They have this really fun like pop rock version of math rock that they do, which is really cool. So yeah, and this is from their first album, The, which I think is their best one. And then the next song we're playing is Nigasu to Heitai by The Cabs. This song is really fun to listen to. It's a journey. It's a journey to listen to. And like, if you know anything about like time signatures, this song changes time signatures a lot. I think from like a 4/4 to a 5/4, like every fourth measure in the opening, and then like it switches to 3/4 and then goes back to 4/4 and then 5/4. It switches all like all the time. So yeah, so this is A 7-Day Wonder, Artsick, and Nigasu to Hentai by The Cabs. Take me to you.
Thank you.
All right, that was a 7-Day Wonder, Artsick, Nagatsu no Hetai. So for the next two songs, they're going to be, I think they're kind of just like on the kind of general post-hardcore kind of sound that J-Rock kind of tends to do. The first song is one of my is from my personal second favorite album of all time, and maybe my second favorite song of all time. It's off the album World Is Yours by Mass of the Fermenting Dregs. I'm going to be playing Oi Koi Datero no Ni, no He. And yeah, this song is just a complete journey. I love this song. Seeing this song live and being in a mosh pit for that last October, that was amazing. But this album and this song, I think, it's very special. And the next song we're playing is Teppu Suridoku Nate by Number Girl. Number Girl is super important in the Japanese rock scene and post-hardcore scene. They influence so many bands and stuff like that. And I think they have some incredible songs. They have some really particularly great bass lines. I think for punk, I think sometimes punk bass lines can kind of get overlooked. But Number Girl does a really good job, so I'll be playing these two songs. Oi Koi Datara no Ni by Mass of the Fermenting Dregs, and Teppu Suridoku Nate by Number Girl.
いつも
All right, that was Oikoi Datoro no Hi by Master of Fermenting Dregs. And that was Teppu Sorodoku Nate by Number Girl. All right, thank you all for listening. This was one of my favorite shows. I love a lot of Japanese post-hardcore stuff. The last song we'll be playing is another song by Master of Fermenting Dregs. It's called Kono Speed no Saki.